CH.
Home cooking, home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
That's a beautiful photo of your new e-book. What's it called, Mini Chef?
Yes, it's Mini Chef Cooking with Kids, but this is an e-book. About 4 years ago, I published a book by the same name, but it's a hardcover. And this is the latest version, an e-book, which you can buy from Amazon or through iBooks, and you can view on a Kindle or on an iPad. And let me tell you, it looks absolutely sensational, particularly on the iPad. Really stunning.
I think the price is sensational too.
I know. The price is amazing because it is so competitive in this e-book industry now that we've got to keep our prices very low, much cheaper than a hardcover. And the beauty of a Kindle and an iPad is that you can take them into the kitchen. They can be on your kitchen bench and you can just flick through all the lovely images that we've got in there and look for the recipes and cook with it from the bench top.
You haven't mentioned the price.
$9.99.
That's terrific.
Giving it away. But look, this version of Mini Chef, I've added quite a lot of new recipes to it, lots of really good, nutritious ones. For example, I've got a stir-fry prawn with noodles. I've got chicken schnitzels with lots of vegetables, meatloaf sandwiches. Perhaps I should have made that meatballs, given the popularity of meatballs at the moment. I've got a watermelon shark in there, and you're going to go and have to look at the book to see what that looks like. I've got walkabout beetroot chocolate cupcakes, rainbow fruit kebabs, and there's a funny face fruit cake, which the kids will love making, and good old baked beans on toast, but they make baked beans from scratch themselves with the parents or just on their own. So that's available now, and all the information is on my website. You'll see the book there, and we won a silver award in the United States recently for it. So, and we got a gold award for the sweet little book, so doing well with those.
$9.99.
It's just amazing, isn't it? Yep.
Now, I wanted to share this story with you. Jamie Oliver's company saw profits drop by more than a third last year due to the disappointing sales of his most recent cookery book.
Oh, golly. Jamie Oliver. Well, that's very surprising.
You can't win them all. Now,
no,
look,
indeed.
I read at the weekend something about the big new fad should be seaweed. Are we going to eat...
That's an interesting story by John Newton, who's a really good food writer. There's a new book out that he's talking about. It's called Coastal Chef by Dr. Pia Winberg. She's a marine ecologist. And, she's talking about how highly nutritious seaweed is. But we can't, and she wants to encourage aquaculture of seaweed in this country because we can't eat it straight from our seas. It doesn't have the same nutrients in it as the seaweed from the Atlantic, which is very interesting, I think. But it is really, really good for you. And it's got that wonderful umami flavour, that you sort of get in Vegemite. It really fills your mouth. It's really wholesome. I must admit, we do use a bit of seaweed in our classes, although I don't know how much the kids will sort of come to throwing it in the stir-fry. We use it, of course, in the sushi because sushi is rolled in nori, which is the seaweed. But there are many other types, and they all have different flavours. There's wakame, and there's ulva, which is a sea lettuce. There's kombu, which is always added to broth to make it much richer and more savoury. And, of course, there's carrageen, which is the Irish moss, and that's actually used in traditional cough spa elixirs. Do you remember that?
No.
But that's also very tasty, and its other name is red seaweed. Yeah, it's used in cough mixtures.
Okay.
So look out for seaweed. It seems to be, a lot of the hip chefs are using it on their menus in very, very interesting ways, even in desserts. In fact, there's a chocolate pear tart with seaweed caramel popcorn ice cream. Can you believe? Cupid's Winery down at Ulla Dulla. I know. The world's gone mad, yes.
Okay.
Oh, we won't be making that one in the Mini Chef cooking classes.
Anything else to tell us before we go to your recipe?
Very briefly, Simon Thompson in Executive Life Online has written about this other new thing that's happening everywhere, and I'm sure your listeners will have seen it. People called seamsters. They're usually young, in their early 20s, teenagers. They go into expensive restaurants. They order one dish. They sit there taking lots and lots of photos, and they walk out only paying like $30 or something. And these are fine dining restaurants. And this happened last week to Armando Percuoco at Buon Ricordo. They came in and they asked for his magnificent truffled egg dish. They sat there and took photos. They ordered tap water, they left and they didn't even leave a tip. So this is happening everywhere now, and I think restaurateurs are really struggling.
Interesting. Mm. Okay, what's your recipe?
So my recipe is from my new ebook. It's a very good and, as I said, nutritious one for kids. Stir-fry beef with vegetables. Lots of vegetables through that, capsicum and bok choy and zucchini. And have that with steamed rice or noodles tonight because it's a lovely filling meal.
For a cold night, yes.
SheridanRogers.com.au. All that, the recipe and the information about the new Mini Chef ebook is there.
Talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.